This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the final week of the 2021 legislative session.
House Bill number 85 and 310.
Senator Eric Burleson of Battlefield handles House Bill 85 and 310 in the upper chamber and would create additional protections to the right to bear arms.
It ultimately points everything back to the Missouri statutes.
During discussion, Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City talked about the public's perception of the Second Amendment.
The automatic assumption is that there is deep polarization on the issue.
Senate Bills 53 and 60.
Senator Tony Lukemeyer of Parkville sponsors Senate Bill 53 and 60, legislation that seeks to modify provisions relating to the administration of justice.
Living proof of the fact that whenever we put our heads together and work very hard, we were able to get good bipartisan legislation across the finish line.
Senator Brian Williams of University City sponsored Senate Bill 60.
And I would argue that this is probably one of the most significant bipartisan pieces of legislation to come through the body in many recent years.
Senate Bill 53 and 60 now heads to the governor for his consideration.
House Bill 850 be brought before
Senator Bill Ligle of Weldon Spring handles House Bill 850, a measure that would modify various provisions relating to elections.
And is a comprehensive elections reform bill.
During discussion, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur mentioned she is not sure why this proposal is needed.
All we've done is stretch out and increase the costs of these elections to go before the voters.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 66.
Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester handles House Bill 66, legislation that would modify provisions relating to taxation.
The underlying bill is dealing with antique planes and taxation.
During discussion, Senator Doug Beck of St. Louis commented on an amendment pertaining to personal property taxes.
And I've heard that before, but they don't realize what it does. And when you tell them what it goes to, then they have a second thought on the whole personal property tax of getting rid of it.
I think that's going to be a good week and a good year.
I'd imagine that we'll be playing a lot of defense.
For Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodden of Columbia, a lot happened in the final 2 weeks of session.
A budget that I think really did a lot of good, and some school choice stuff and some infrastructure and a whole host of other things.
For Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City, this week meant one thing, Senate Bill 1.
Talking about billions of dollars that the state needs to adequately run health care in the state.
Similar language is also contained in other legislation. The Missouri Senate ends all business at 6 p.m. on Friday, May 14th, and will adjourn sine die, or no appointed date for a resumption, on May 30th. By law, the governor has until July 14th to sign, veto, or let legislation become law without a signature. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.